town, James Pasternak is urging Toronto City Council to act on an already passed motion that would move to create bubble zones around religious institutions where people can't protest. Pasternak's concern about the safety of religious institutions stems from the ongoing pro-Palestine protests that have taken place across the city since the Hamas attack on Israel on October 7, 2023, which he claimed have caused anarchy on Toronto streets. In May, councillors narrowly voted in favor of a motion requesting the city manager to develop an action plan to recognize that Torontonians are able to practice their faith and access their place of worship free of intimidation and harassment, but there has been no movement on the policy since, per Pasternak. Ontario has a bubble zone law related to abortion clinics, which bars people from protesting within 50 meters of the facilities. Several municipalities have moved to apply similar rules to religious sites. Earlier this year, Vaughan Mayor Stephen Del Duca spearheaded a proposed bylaw that would create 100-meter safety zones around vulnerable community spaces. Ottawa's mayor is also toying with the idea. This week, City Council will consider Pasternak's demand for an update on Toronto's proposed action plan. In a filing, the councillor noted that it has been 6 months since the motion to create an action plan passed, and 13 months since council adopted a separate motion requesting Toronto police manage safety around places of worship, faith-based schools and other areas of critical infrastructure. Toronto Police Service has taken measures to limit protests at certain locations. In January, Toronto Police Chief Myron Demkew announced pro-Palestine protests would no longer be allowed on the Avenue Road Bridge over Highway 401, which is near a neighborhood with a large Jewish population. He stated that police would use their powers under the Highway Traffic Act to make arrests on those who disobey the order. In his appeal for action on bubble zones, Pasternak is demanding to know when a final plan will be presented to council, citing growing urgency. He also wants to know whether various city bodies, like the Office of Emergency Management, Municipal Licensing and Standards, and the Toronto Police Service Board, have been engaged on the matter. An update is expected during City Council's meeting this week.